Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Sangana kweze kuseni mthwaka zomuhle ngomvulo mhlaka 5 kunhlangula 2023. Igama lami nguNtungamile Nkomo. Ezihamba phambili. Sengene kuzinga laphezulu amalungiselelo okhetho abanye besithi ibandla lezanu PF lehlulekile ukugcwalisa isithembiso salo sokuvuselela umnotho elisenze kuyiwa kukhetho luka 2018. Ibandla le-Triple C lithe liza kwethula maduze amabizo abantu abazancintisa belimele kukhetho ngoba seliqedile uhlelo lokuphuma lamabizo abo. Kanti uZulu weZimbabwe usekhuthazwe ukuba athathe ukuthomba kwamantombazana njengengxenye yempilo futhi ewahlomise ukuze ahlanzeke njalo abe lolwazi olujulileyo ngokukhula kwesifazana. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Sengene kuzinga laphezulu amalungiselelo okhetho lwalonyaka abanye besithi ibandla lezanu PF lehlulekile ukugcwalisa isithembiso salo sokuvuselela umnotho welizwe elisenze kuyiwa kukhetho luka 2018. Amabandla aphikisayo afana le-Triple C athi ukonakala komnotho lokhu kuveza sobala ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lebandla lakhe sebehlulekile. Ngokunjalo bathi kumele bakhitshwe embusweni kukhetho oluza kwenziwa mhlaka 23 ngoNcwabakazi. Kodwa abezanu PF bathi umnotho uyathuthuka njalo bathi uwiswa izitha zeZimbabwe. Sixoxele lunga le-Triple C eMelika umnumzana Tim Moringai endawonye lelunga lezanu PF umnumzana Admaya Maskati yena uzancintisa kukhetho lokudinga umeli wempophoma kobulawayo edalele parlamente. Umaskati usungula lingxoxo.
Which you say it now, we are suffering. My brother, let's look at those countries that say they are very democratic. People are suffering. Let's look at America. What is happening in America right now? What is happening in South Africa right now? And yet people are crying foul. You know what we are simply saying is, let's not finger point at each other instead of focusing on things that are making development. And my biggest concern is, why is someone basing on the documented called mafia? That he has proof of that thing happened. The economies of the world have been run by other mafia. And yet he's focusing on the gold mafia. And my question is, how much is the gold mafia worth? If another country of Mexico runs the economy, it's worth 1.2 billion. With the Russian mafia, they run the economy, it's worth 1.5 billion. And we are telling me about the gold mafia, that is not even worth $1 billion. So, my brother, I think what we need here are solutions that are going to take the nation forward, not keep limping. We are running the affairs of both national government and local government as Zanu PF. We are building roads. We are building dams. We are constructing poles so that people can get access to water. Yet someone is telling us about transparency. What kind of transparency does one need for a nation to move forward? So I think, my brother, what we need right now is mindset renewal from the people that we call themselves in opposition. Because the opposition, I think, it's right long break. Right now, we have a bunch of people no direction. I'm not going to see opposition party. In here, something that we can offer the general populace of Zimbabwe.
Mnumzana Moringai kuthiwa yebo umnotho awumanga kuhle kodwa abantu beZimbabwe baphila ngcono kakhulu ukwedlula kwamanye amazwe.
Yiyo into esuphayo masikhuluma ngezindaba zenotho yeZimbabwe ngoba siyabona ukuthi abantu bezanu njengoba bona behlezi kahle bemuli zabo, they do not see the plight yabantu. Ngathesi sile problem esiyibonayo thina eyama-drugs abantwana bechaya ama drugs lamavuzu party abantu bengakwanisi ukubhadala ama school fees sibona lathi immigration ama factors ukuthi i brain drain abantu baningi eZimbabwe they are going ama teacher ama engineer ama nurse they are moving to countries like England to become nurse aides so iko ngisho ukuthi okay mabe sithi bona i economy ihamba kuhle why are people living in their thousands the most productive and progressive industries eZimbabwe number 1 ngamajele number 2 is passport office. Why is it ukuthi kule migration forces ezihambisa abantu into countries like surrounding countries like Mozambique, AI underdeveloped South Africa, Rwanda, wahamba amatitsha and all these other places. Moreover, thina in our country so tjengisekele ukuthi we cannot run our own affairs. Why?
Naso mnumzana maskati.
Right, my brother, as kindly in the past 5 years, the economy of Zimbabwe equally in GDP more than 10 billion. And that is the size of a Rwandan economy. Let alone, we saw that focus is relative money, money. That was caused by an increase in cost deliveries to Fidelity. So that's what I'm saying. What in my economy cost mafia does is proof of what you're saying. That is the first point. The second point, you cannot tell us what people are moving outside the country on a daily basis. Yet some people are coming back to Zimbabwe saying Zimbabwe is a better place to live in. I will tell you what on a daily basis we see my life and people pass along and then we will not want to be able to deny it because we speak to Zimbabwe. That is a point to note. Safety. If we are talking about aid development that is being done by ZANU-PF within Zimbabwe, we are talking about roads only. Harare Budawa Highway, it was ZANU-PF. It was the road that was constructed by the Emergency Road Rehabilitation. We are constructing Victoria Falls Highway now. We have got Imashingo Pipe Bridge Highway. We have got Hararechi Road Highway. These are things that are under construction. Later on, we talk about our dams that we are constructing so that we can feed our own people. And we are increasing these things, the infrastructural program. And as we speak right now, we have got a bumper harvest because of ZANU-PF. Yet these guys are busy going out there, getting creating the name of their own country. And we are saying, what can we do to deal with such people?
Mnumzana Muringai.
Bona bakhuluma ngokuthi let's develop our country sibuye kanye ngoba bathi bona we are not being patriotic and we are not trying to work together. Thina sithi hayi, in example, air 2 weeks ago laphana size sithi asikhulumeni phela ngendaba zona lezo eParliament. Singahamba, not even ye gold mafia, singahamba ngendaba ye-election ukhetho olubuya la. Sacela sathi thina sifuna ukuthi indaba zona lezi zibuye eParliament kube ne-diaspora votes. Abantu abeZimbabwe abacontribute over $1 billion every year abahlala overseas. Hayi, kuthiwa hayi abamelanga bevota ngebandla labo leZANU-PF. Those are economic chapters ezibulala ilizwe lethu. Ngoba abantu abahlala overseas bangacontribute to the revival of our country. Ubambe ngendaba yokuthi eAmerica le ndaba zonke akunandawo e-perfect. But into eyenzwa ngama-governments amanye amazwe is helping their people. Manje lapho esikubonayo ngebandla lezane eZimbabwe, they don't care.
Umnumzana Tim Moringai ngowebandla le-CCC eMelika. Ubexoxa endawonye le lo mnumzana Admire Maskati owebandla leZANU-PF oncitisa kukhetho lokudinga umeli wempophoma kobulawayo edale lePhalamende. Ibandla le-CCC lithi lizakwethula maduze amabizo abantu abazancintisa kukhetho lukancwabakazi belimele ngoba seliqedile uhlelo lokuphuma lamabizo abo. Abanye abasekeli baleli bandla bathi kabathokozi ngohlelo lwe-consensus candidate selection process olusetshenzisiweyo ukukhetha abantu laba njalo bathi endaweni yalolu hlelo bekumele i-CCC isebenzise ukhetho lwama-primary elections ukuphuma lamabizo. lapha bekukhethwa abazancintisa kuzikhundla zamakhansila la malunga edale lePhalamende kukhetho luzakwenziwa mhla ka-23 ngoNcwabakazi. Kobulawayo leli bandla liphumela bazalimela ngeviki ephelileyo. Kepha kulabanye abasele bekhonona besithi bavinjiwe ukuncintisa. Lanxa kunjalo abanye bathi abavinjiweyo laba ngabanakanelwa ukuthi basebenza lebandla leMDCT abangazange njalo bephume egcekeni besekela umkhokheli weTRC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa lapho kuxotshwa abanye kumakansila lasePhalamende ababezivezile ukuthi bamilo Chamisa. UGibbs Dube weStudio 7 uxoxele umsekeli wesikhulumeli seTRC umnumzana Gift Ostalo Sisiziva.
Sesiyakhipha ilisti yalaba bazasimela ngenxa yokuthi sasisele nokuxaba leHarare ukubana ke amakhandidethi ke eqediswe ukuthi Citizen Caucus ehambe kuhle kakhulu koBulawayo lapha abantu ade bebekhetha abantu abazabamela ephalamende nekhansili silokujabula kakhulu ngezakhamuzi zakoBulawayo ngokuba ke lihlanganiswe njalo ke lokukhetha abantu ababafunayo.
Ye, sizokuthiwa kodwa kulabanye ekade bebe ngamakhansela abangani bayakhonona bathi ah kukhanya azani bona bangenanga.
Hayi kuye kulabanye abamise ngoba liyakwazi ukuthi sasiyenze ivetting yethu lapho esikhangela isimo somuntu umsebenzi wakhe lalapho abame khona. So lokho yikho ke ukubana abantu batsheliwe kwakuyenzakala iZimbabwe yonke kulabantu ababekhitshwa ivetting committee esayi-anounsayo eyabikhangela ke ama-security reasons lokunye ke ukuyenza ukuthi abantu bekhitshwe abangasibo benhlanganiso yethu ye-TRC.
Kulabanye abanjengomeya uSolomon Guni kuzobuya lo msekeli wakhe uMlandu Ncube zokuthiwa labo bayakhonona bathi basele phandle kuhamba njani khona?
Hayi ke kwabantu bakhona kuyatholakala ukukhonona kodwa ke yikho kule appeals committee kubana laba ke ababebelezinkinga behambe ku-appeals committee ngoba i-candidate list kayikaphuli kubana lapho kuyabe kule nkinga kulungisiswe. Nxa umuntu engoba kulonke umuntu lelungelo lokubana nxa engasukisekanga elungisise-ke indaba zakhe le khomishini le-appeals committee.
Khonokho kwenziwa nini ukuthi nxa umuntu ekhonona kumele aphosele khonokho akufuna?
Kulabanye vele asebefakile amaripoti labo aba bengasukisekanga ukwenza kwabo bazabe belandelwa case by case-ke nge-appeals committee ukubana kulungisiswe lapho kufana kulungiswe khona.
Amabizo-ke aphuma nini alabo asebephumelele?
Singaqedisa ke lapho kusele khona sizakhipha i-finalist yeZimbabwe yonke kulala abazasimela abazahamba kuye kuZimbabwe Electoral Commission mhlaka 21 inhlanganiso yethu.
Ye, kodwa ubona ngazani akula abanye abagcina bephosela amabizo abo besithi sebefuna ukuzimela bodwa kukhetho luzayo?
Hayi, laba ungabona kanjalo babevele bengasiyo benhlanganiso yethu ebabevele babevele ngabe inhlanganiso ende kuyabe ku-explainer sobala ubana waye bengabe bekhitshiwe-ke kuma-processes ethu.
Ye, wothi sithake olunye udaba ole-Forever Associates Zimbabwe sizokuthiwa-ke isithethe ukhetho yafaka esikhwameni yibo sebekhangela ukuthi ukhetho luyaqhutshwa njani abefazi laba. Akusitshela kancane ngokuthi kuhamba njani?
Ye, indaba yefazi kufanele ikhangele kakhulu by all right thinking citizen ngenxa yakubana-ke ifazi ngathi yona yiyo sithethe umsebenzi wamapholisa noma amasosha noma i-central intelligence ngenxa yokubana abahamba kuma-polling station bethatha amathithezo abantu besithi bona sino-security reasons. So asilashuwa simelele ukuthi mnabakekhuluma ukubana-ke usetsha yini i-vote of no confidence on the central intelligence organization yalizwe. Yikho-ke sekhiphe ifazi ngenxa yokubana ifazi thina sikwazi ukubana inyamazana bani ifazi le ilandeni njalo isebenza njani njalo i-answerable ukubana.
Kodwa kathesi vele kuhamba njani ngefazi naleyo esele kubonilelini?
Ifazi ukhanya ihamba thina lapho esangena bona amanondwane yayikhona ku-polling station lapho kwakwenza khona i-voter inspection bethatha ama-details abantu thina zabakhipha njengama-citizen ngenxa yokubana-ke siyawazi umthetho ukubana ngobani abavunyelwa ukungena ku-polling station.
Liza kwenzani ngakhona okokwenziwa yifazi?
Thina soze sivume ukuba nefazi interfere lama-electoral process eZimbabwe. Yikho libona lapha mina ehamba khona namanye ama-citizens akwanisa ukubakhipha ngoba abala mthetho obavumezayo ukubana bengene njalo besenza. Ye, bengayenza okwezani u-P F beyenza okwezani kodwa singase sivume kubana bethatha ama-official positions afanele kube umsebenzi wezek noma amapholisa.
Umnumzana Gift Ostalosi Siziba ngomsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-TRC. Kunjalo nje ibandla leli lithi iqembu elibikwa likhokhelwa ngabacuphi ama-CIO elisekela iZANU-PF elizibiza ngokuthi yifazi likhanya lixokozela lizama ukwemuka iZimbabwe Electoral Commission umlando wokulawula inhlelo zokhetho. Kodwa ilunga leZANU-PF umnumzana Joseph Chuma uthi lawo ngamanga aluhlaza.
Abantu abacabangela ukubana ifazi eyi affiliate organization ebandla leZANU-PF sitete over ama elections ngabantu nje abazicabangela izibozi zabo.
Ukujonga liphi khonoko golide ngoba siyabona ukuthi ifazi igcwele indawo zonke sibili njalo yangena le ndaweni esijeneyo esihambelana nokuqutshwa kokhetho.
Lokhu ngikutsho ngoba siyakwazi mhlophe ukubana iZEC i-commission ezimelele yodwa eyiyo ekhangela ngokuqhutshwa kwama election ezokhetho. Njalo nxa sebesenza okokhetho yibo abalolungelo lokukhetha abantu abazancedisa. Siyakwazi ukubana kaningi-ningi iZEC ivame ukuthatha ababalisi bebe yibo abancedisayo ukubana kuqhutshwe umsebenzi wezokhetho. Bona bodwa abangeke benelisa njengeZEC ukubana bakwenze lokho. Njalo abangeke bagcina istaff esinengangako ngoba sifunakala nje kanye ngesikhathi eside once in a while. Ngakho akusoze kube usenza ukubana begcine abantu abaningi bengasoze benze lutho. So siyakwazi ukubana bona abeZEC yibo abalelungelo lokuthi bazakhetha abantu abazancedisa ekuphatheni ekokhetho lolu osoluthe lwafakwa mhlaka 23 August umongameli.
Umnumzana Joseph Chuma, lilunga leZANU-PF Central Committee. UZulu weZimbabwe ikakhulu ohlala emaphandleni usekhuthazwe ukuba athathe ukuthomba kwamantombazana njengengxenye yempilo futhi awahlomise ngolwazi ukuze athole ukuhlanzeka ngesikhathi esesikhathini njalo abe lolwazi olujulileyo ngokukhula kowesifazana. Linkuthazo iphume emkhosini wokunanza usuku lwe-Menstrual Hygiene Day oqhutshelwe esigabeni semapate eGwanda South ngeviki edluleyo njalo iza ngesikhathi abesifazana abaningi eZimbabwe bebikwa besebenzisa amalembu lobulongwe ukuzinakekela ngesikhathi besenyangeni ngoba bengelamali yokuthenga ama-sanitary pads. Walpeti Ncube usipha lolu daba.
Iningi lezimuli zemaphandleni zibikwa zingaqakathekisi ukubeka isikhathi sokuxoxisana lamantombazana ngodaba lokuthomba okudala ukuthi bengehlelwa yokuba sesikhathini bagcine besebenzisa yiloba yini okulakho ukuphazamisa impilakahle yabo. Usikomishi waseGwanda umnumzana Thulani Moyo upha umbono wakhe ngodaba lokuthomba.
Isubjekthi ebingani isihlakele kakhulu, isubjekthi abalutshwana abanelisa ukukhuluma ngayo. Ngakho ngithanda ukubonga ama-organizations wonke aphathekileyo namhlanje lapha ukubana bateke umhlangano omkhulu ofana lowa namhlanje, sixoxisane sikubeke egcekeni ukubana umntwana onkazana uyathomba and nxa esithombile ngaleso sikhathi usesidinga sonke.
Uthi njalo kuyadinga ukuthi obaba labo baphatheke kunhlelo zokuhlanzeka kwabantu ababo lapho besesikhathini ukuze kusiyafika umnyaka ka-2030 uZulu akuthathe njengengxenye yempilo.
Sinomlando sonke singabakhokheli kubana sixhase umntwana oyinkazana ngesikhathi esesikhathini sabo. Lathi kasisali emuva ngomntwana oyinkazana, sithi umntwana oyinkazana kaxhaswe kadonswe angasali emuva abe esesibangeni esingcono.
Lawa mazwi agcizelelwe unkosazana Simelwe Inkosi Sibindi olilunga leGwanda Royal District Council.
Kukhathalekile ukuthi ungumalume kumbe ubani uyakhuluma laye umntwana umbonise ukuthi kumele kwenziweni and i-menstrual hygiene siyithathe njengemvelo anything eyenzakala emntwaneni oyinkazana ukuthi bayathola indingo zabo.
Unkosikazi Nicola Spanda, umqoqo wenhlelo zeZimbabwe Health Interventions ZHI, uthi abesilisa sekumele baphatheke empilweni zabesifazane.
Uzathola ukuthi umntwana ukhuliswa ngumalume kumbe ngubaba engenye umama kakho. Ubaba kumele abe kwazi umntwana uyahamba esikhathini, akwanise ukuthi amthengele amaphepha antiepa. Ikhangelele ukuthi inandelele ukuthenga njengemvelo, njengento ekhona.
Unkosazana Kutsayi Mpofu eDreams uthi ukwehluleka kwabazali ukuthengela abantu ababo indingeko zokuya esikhathini kubafaka engozini.
Kungazelela ukuthi nxa ukuthi umntwana uyaziswela lezo ndingeko uyamphusha ukuthi awele engozini. Engozini yokuzvonuma, engozini yokubamba umkhuhlane we-HIV. Angitsho uzatshayisana lejaha elizamnika imali yokuthi ayithenga amaphethi ngoba umama uthi yena kalapa. Umuntu yakwazi ukuthi ngoba semnika idola yephakethi yamaphethi abona ngani selelungelo lokuthi azenzele umathanda.
Lanxa iningi lamantombazana lisehluleka ukuthola okudingakalayo nxa besesikhathini, inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ziyabaphathisa, kuthi unkosikazi Buhle Benkosi Moyo oyisiphathamandla sogatsha lukahulumende olubona ngeziphathelane labesifazane.
Kuthole okulinganayo, omnye umntwana uzabuya lelembu lakhe, kuthole ilembu selitshintshiwe selibonakala ukuthi nantiyana ilembu lihlezi lapha, alumelanga asiyeke leyo mntwana. Siyabonga ukuthi kulesihlelo ezikhona ama-organizations esilayo njengabe-ZHI bayasincedisa kakhulu, especially lapha kuyasisini engikhona bayasincedisa sibili iprogramu yabo ngamankazana. Siyabona ama-facilities amaningi ekhetha for amantombazana entweni ezinjalo.
Umkhankaso lonyaka we-Menstrual Hygiene Day ukhutshwe phansi kwesihloko esithi Making Menstruation a Normal Fact of Life by 2030, uthi uZulu kumele ananzelele ukuthomba njengemvelo yempilo kusefika ku-2030. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7, ngisemapate eGwanda South, ngingu-Albert Ncube.
Sali kubonile na ukusemaphephandabeni. Iphephandaba le-Chronicle lithi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uza kwenza umhlangano omkhulu eGweru namuhla. Lamalunga e-ZANU-PF azancintisa ukukhetho lokudinga amakhansila lamalunga edale lephalamende mhlaka 23 ngoNcwabakazi. Inkundla yeZim Life ithi owesifazana weZimbabwe odutshulwe wafa ephuma enkantolo eCape Town kwele South Africa ngeviki ephelileyo wayevela fakaza emthethwandaba phezu kokubulawa komngane wakhe owadutshulwa ngowesilisa ayethandana laye. Owabulawelwa phambi kwenkantolo lo nguChristine Yolanda Gumira ovela eMontoro ngezi. IZim Life ithi isidumbu sakhe sizasuka kwele South Africa namuhla. Soku isikhathi sembiko yenu.
Thokazivuka njani ngako obulawayo ephumule emadokeni uMasenga. Asamise vota ukuchamisa sifake zamela ukuthintela upresident okhona lo. Endabeni yama reforms ngicela ukuphendula la. Bekunzima vele ukuthi CCC yenza ama reforms elizweni nxa ukuthi yabalayo imajority eParliament. Yiko ukuthintshwa khona imithetho. So abantu ababekade bengayenza njalo iZANU-PF angeke yafa yakwenza kulungisa lokho ngoba iyazi ukuthi izaluza ukhetho. Into ezifana nokuthi kube ne-diaspora vote nokuthi i-ZBC isakaze inhlelo ze-CCC angeke yafa yakwenza lokho ngoba angeke ibuyiphile ekhethweni, yathi iphume vele. So ayikho impunzi yake yavuma ukuthintshelwe lewayeni. So injalo indaba, asamenze vota ngokuningi iyo kuphela isolution ekhona ukuthi abantu basukume ngokuningi. IZambia ikwenzile lokho kungela ma-reform, so asisukume nini nxa ukuthi akula nto ethi bengayenzela wabe-CCC.
Sanibonani, sanibonani ku-Studio 7 onibulisayo-ke lapha ngumntali Khumalo yilani eGoli babethu. Ngakho-ke namhla lapha bakithi udaba lolu lukhona olokuthi abantu bonke bazame ukuthi baqhase uChamisa, ama-opposition wonke nje aqhase uChamisa ukuthi abe nguye ozaba ngupresidenti. Hhayi, bona ngumzamo omuhle ukuthi kube njalo abantu ukuthi babambisane, kodwa ufakwe emuntwini okungamfanelanga ukuthi abe yiphilo leyo nto, ngoba ngama-election adlulileyo kwamehlula ama-opposition wonke abumba i-alliance amnika i-chance yokuthi abe nguye oza kukhokhela ama-alliance wonke. Uthema amasosha ezeshaye ikhulu kunokuthi yena akhulume ngokuthi kube nama-reforms, wayengasawalaleli wonke ama-opposition parties lana mfake u-alliance ukuthi mabe sithi bona akwenziwa ama-reforms, engasafuni kwenziwa ama-reforms. So uthe ma esiya kuma-elections wadliwa, uthe ma esedliwe, after esedliwe khona efuna ama-reforms. Abantu abafana nabochabisa lava ebusuku bayizala u-p f emini bayi-cc. That's why ubona abantu abafana nabochamisa nabotsankrayi bagcina sokuthiwa badliswe i-poison izanu-p f. Izomdlisa kanjani i-poison izanu-p f yena engasuwe wezanu-p f? Yikho lokho ukuthi bangena imihlangano ebusuku labo. Siyabonga.
Studio 7, Studio 7 linjani lapho lonke? Hhayi, siyaphila abantu. Ye, hhayi, siyabonga mali iphilile basakazi abahle. Awuthi singene kwindaba lena, ngike ngibuze lapha abapostoli laba lamaziyoni laba abasapota omnangako noma bamsapota noma bakhuleka kuye, engafa bazoyenzenjani? Yinto le ngizama ukuthi ngizwisise ngabo ukuthi ma engafa bazakhonza kubani, ngoba ungathi kamkholwa kahle ukuthi ukholo lwabo lungaphi. Ngizama ukuthi beshumayeze abantu noma nami ngiphendule kibo ngikholwe kona. So ma sebekhole umuntu ngiyathikaza ukuthi batshoni le nto, ake limbuzele bona ukuthi bathini laba bantu. Hawu, umuntu ofayo shuwa lingamkhonza kangaka liphendula abantu lifuna ukuthi bakhonze umuntu ofayo. Ngiyabonga, ake lizame ukutshintsha kahle lingibe ngabantu abarayithi emhlabeni. Siyabonga.
Hey, Studio 7, Studio 7, sanibonani, sanibonani, sanibonani. Ninjani ngezindawo, ngezindawo la elikhona? Hayi, siyaphila, lathi siyaphila. Hey, siyabusiseka basakazi bethu ngendaba elisiphakela zona. Hayi, siyabusiseka impela ngendaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe. Siyayizwa indaba yezekhi laphana yokufihlwa kwamagama, ukuthi amagama ayachatha kanjani njani. Hey, akuyinto embi kakhulu, kuyadanisa abantu abadala nkosi abangasakwazi lokuhamba. Hey, kuyinto embi kakhulu leyo, ngoba manje lo hlelo lwakhona solusheshela solithe lathi ukuphangisa ukuvala. Lathi abakwamanye amazwe bakithi nkosi yami besisathi maybe sisahlangasize maye sizobhalisela ukuvota sikwazi ukuthi lathi sivote. Kodwa-ke kutho ukuthi yayi sesihlulekile. Mina ngithi kube kuya ngami kube le nto basenzele online ukuthi sikwazi ukuvota online, sila isikhona sisemazweni la isikhona kwazi ukuvota online, because easy lento le, bakwazi ukusenzela siregister online sivote online. Ngoba manje abantu abaningi bahlule kuvota, and ngizwile abanye bekhala ngokuthi ewe ngoba bebekuphakathi neviki ngeke bakwazi ukuthi bayovota babe besemsebenzini, into esifana naleso. Hhayi, siyalinxusa abantu bakithi, siyalinxusa ke lisikhulu le bantu. Eyi, sesizwile, sisemazweni okuphephela ngapha ngabodudu laba asihlupha. Nkosi yami, siyabulawa kabuhlungu.
Kwezemelika lamhlanje, abantu abaningi abahlala esigodlweni saleli lizwe eWashington DC laseVirginia bethukile izolo besizwa umdumo omkhulu wendizamtshina zebutho ebezigijimisa indizamtshina encane edabule esigodlweni lapho okungavunyelwa khona. I-Reuters ibika ukuba indizamtshina le ibiphapha izilawula ngomtshina we-autopilot njalo ibilabantu abane. I-Reuters ithi njalo abatshayeli bendizamtshina zebutho bazame ukukhulumisana lomtshayeli wendizamtshina le encane, kodwa bekungela muntu ophendulayo. Le ndizamtshina ibikwa iwile yatshayeka ezintabeni. Kwanele Mthwaka zomuhle likhumbule zikhona eza kusihlwa ngo-7:30. Asibeni sonke kwezekuseni njalo kusasa. Olivalelisayo yimi uNtungamilinkomo, nkololo kwana kwamatukanduna.